Let's go to the phones. We've got Sean Jacobs with the National Weather Service on. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How's it going, y'all?
We're loving your weather forecast. I don't know what you guys did this summer, but can you keep it up?
We'll do our best.
We need some type of special announcement here. It's been a while since Sean's been on.
You know, I was thinking about the last time I've been on, and I think we have to go back to either April or March.
Oh, wow.
And I got to say, that's something that I love about my job, but it's also, sometimes, it can be a little taxing, if you will. I get to meet with all different types of partners. I get to spend time, with schools, with the media, with, emergency management, and sometimes I wish there was three or four of me because I love being on the show. And it's been a while since I've been on.
I don't know if the world is ready for three or four of you.
that is a very valid point. And yes.
Sean Jacobs with the National Weather Service with us. Before we look at this week's forecast, I know you guys, another group that you work hand-in-hand with is Nebraskaland Ace, to help them out. And obviously, once you get to rodeo nights and concert nights, you got a lot of people. I got thousands of people out in one arena. Weather becomes a big factor. And so I know you guys work pretty closely with them and probably helped them make some decisions on Friday when really we didn't have to worry about it Saturday, but Friday we certainly had some weather threats there in the evening.
Oh, most definitely. And we work through the Lincoln County Emergency Management, so Region 51 Emergency Management, who works with, the Nebraskaland Ace, and it's all to provide, for safety. And I'll tell you, Friday night, it was certainly one of those nights that, we'll all be thankful for, because the environment was there and ready. And, just 15 miles west, shortly after the concerts ended, we were seeing gusts of 82 miles per hour in Sutherland. And that's why you provide the support, is you don't want people outside exposed. And, of course, you throw in the lightning, risk. And you throw in, the heavy rain, the potential for hail. There was the potential for some tornadoes, albeit small. There was certainly the risk. And it's just an honor to be able to support this community, support, the Nebraskaland Days event. We're community members here. We love it. We love this time of year because of all the events and the concerts. And just it was a really good good feeling, Saturday night or Friday night when it all wrapped up. We knew that Saturday was going to be fairly quiet, that we were able to serve this community. So we just appreciated it.
You probably really appreciate it when you can get a forecast like Saturday and you say, hey, we're going to be in the clear probably no matter what, right?
Most definitely, most definitely. We'll take the severe clear any day, with those big events. And unfortunately, this time of year, those are rare because, this is the time of year where we expect the thunderstorms here in Nebraska, and they're going to be severe usually. So we'll take the severe clear any day of the week.
Sean Jacobs with our local National Weather Service office joining us here on Mugs in the Morning. This week we're going to hit 90 maybe Wednesday, but I mean, have we had more than a handful of 90-degree days this entire calendar year?
And I don't have the exact number, but you are correct. We could probably, on one hand,
right,
the number of 90 days. It's just been, enjoyable this summer. Really, the warmer temperatures have been away from us. And, I don't like extremes. I like things when they're just average and good. And so I'll take these temperatures. Now, 90 is going to feel warm, like you said, here midweek. We'll be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Then we start to cool back off later in the week as a trough of low pressure approaches from the west. And there'll be some more storm chances coming up this week. So the lawns that need some rain, hopefully you'll get that rain. And it'll all materialize. And hopefully it'll fall just as rain and it won't be frozen.
I was going to say, we've done a good job, and I feel like it's been a fairly light, severe season as well, but it seems like once a week we get the showers likely in the forecast, and I was talking earlier, I like those two words as a former farm kid, that meant less work, and so when you get showers likely, and it seems we're going to get, it looks like Thursday night, maybe even Friday, and that's when that colder weather comes in, we're not going 2 weeks without a rainfall, it seems like.
Most definitely, and that's just, it's been nice. I know my garden is looking as good as it ever has, and, you know, I haven't been having to water, you know, my property. It's just been really nice, and so we'll take it, and hopefully this continues, you know, throughout the summer, and as we get into the fall, you know, we can just look back and say, you know, we'll take that again next year, so.
Yeah, all right, well, very good. Sean, appreciate your time here from the National Weather Service. Obviously appreciate all your guys' partnership with Nebraska Land Days as well, helping keeping people safe. That's paramount when you're out there. So appreciate your guys' hard work. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Before he gets away.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Give us a shot of what we're looking at with the South Platte. What are you seeing there with the waters coming out of Colorado?
Yeah, so there's a lot of water, and it's a combination due to excessive rainfall from thunderstorms, and then, of course, the snow melt there in the Rockies. Right now, flood stage is 13 feet at the South Platte River here in North Platte. We're currently running about 11.5 feet, so there's give or take a foot and a half, you know, of wiggle room there before we start reaching that minor flood stage. However, I will say that we do know that around 12 foot, there starts to become more noticeable problems around the city with, you know, water rising up into areas that usually doesn't get into. So right now, we don't expect to go above 12 feet. There's just a small low-end chance. We're talking 10 to 20% chance that we will see the river exceed 12 feet. We think we'll stay around that 11.5-foot range and then start to slowly drop once we get into July, so Saturday. But what we want people to pay attention to is whether we're at 11.5 feet, 12 feet, 13 feet. Right now, that river is running very fast, very strong. And if you fall in, the outcome is not going to be good for you. Banks are weakened. So, you know, we just really are stressing, stay well away from the river until it starts to drop. And we'll be monitoring very closely coming later this week the amount of rain that would fall over the South Platte Basin. At this time, we're not seeing any considerable rises due to the expected rain later this week, but we'll be monitoring and keeping those decision makers informed.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate your time. Have a great day. All right.
Y'all too. Thank you.